RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
410-583-1057. That's from Ian Rappaport. Joining us right now from the Tribune Review Sports and from Fox Sports Pittsburgh, he is Tim Benz. Good morning to you, Tim.
Guys, how are you? Happy New Year. Good to be on again.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thanks, Tim. Hey, Tim, as far as, we talked yesterday a little bit about this, but what the Steelers are bringing to the table now with not being able to push the ball downfield, when you look at the offense, what should the Ravens fear on this offense?
What they should fear is the tight end position. They should, because that's the best option for Aaron Rodgers to throw to. The run game's been okay. It was really good against Detroit. Probably could have and should have run it more against Cleveland. Warren and Gainwell are plenty capable running backs. But, you know, as we discussed, Jeremy, if the Ravens are going a little bit more zone of late, that's where Pat Freiermuth tends to thrive. And that's where the Steelers have convinced themselves that they can use him the most. And I happen to think he's their best capable receiver, healthy receiver right now. So I would look for a healthy dose of him if the Steelers have their heads right and Freiermuth is up to snuff. That's the guy that I think would be targeted the most, especially since they got a reminder of how little their eligible receivers right now can do on the outside with DK Metcalf suspended.
Tim, we just got word from Ian Rappaport that Lamar Jackson is expected to practice today. You know they won the game with their backup quarterback, Tyler Huntley, last week. Folks in Pittsburgh, are they more afraid, honestly, of a healthy Tyler Huntley or a questionable Lamar Jackson?
Honestly, that's a great question. There's a real split opinion on that here in Pittsburgh. I think the overarching opinion is if Lamar is less than 100% and they play him anyway, that could play into the Steelers' hands because they might be, just because he is Lamar, more willing to let Lamar run or let Lamar throw more so than just give the ball to Henry and let Henry do his thing. Now, the flip of the coin to that, though, is when the Steelers' run defense has been gashed this year, it's been because they've had to defend two things at once, which is pay attention to a good running quarterback and a good running back. Those mm-hmm. are the teams like Buffalo and the Jets early in the season. And, you know, Herbert ripped them for 90 yards a couple years ago. They were paranoid about that. And Kamani Vidal went off for 90 yards this year against him. So if they pay attention or at least threatened by a running quarterback, that's when the opposing running back right. has really gone off. So it's a matter of how much do they respect Tyler Huntley in that role versus Lamar Jackson, I think, that really will determine that answer.
So, Tim, what can you tell us about the health of that defensive line? TJ Watt, what are your expectations and also getting back your first-round pick?
Yeah, Harmon's been good, the first-round pick. And, it's been a little bit of a corollary to what I just mentioned. He has tended to be out in the games where the good running quarterbacks have been present. It's been exacerbated by his absence. But there's a little 1+1=2 thinking there with the run game traits for the Steelers on defense. Watt, I don't know. He hasn't talked yet since this whole lung injury thing has happened. He hasn't right. given his side of the story. He hasn't told us how healthy he is. He hasn't told us how much cardio is coming to play. I will say this, that they've been much better at the outside linebacker position in terms of depth than they have been in years past when Watt has been absent. Highsmith, when he's healthy, has been excellent this year. Jack Sawyer from Ohio State has been not great, but good as a fourth guy at that position. And when Herbig has not been dealing with a hamstring injury, he's been very good, at least rushing the passer. He's still not great against the run, but they will be less impacted if Watt can only give them 40 snaps, you know, as opposed to 50 or 60, depending on how often the ball is in Lamar and Henry's hands.
Real quick before I let you go, Tim, you said Watt has not spoken about this. And from my understanding, this is one of the team's employees who did this?
Well, the acupuncture? We don't know that. Okay. We know what happened at the facility.
Right.
We don't know if it was a team representative, a team doctor, or if it was, you know, an independent contractor or one of Watt's people that did it here. We don't. That has not been confirmed yet, to my knowledge, at least not locally anyway. But
right.
The way people have danced around it, people have assumed that. We don't know. He hasn't spoken about it yet to confirm it.
Give me a winner for Sunday.
If a healthy Lamar plays, the Ravens win. I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 20-13. If it's a compromised Lamar or Huntley, I think the Steelers win a lower scoring game like 16-13.
Hey, Tim, before you run, whether win or lose, does that decide anything for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh?
No, because I think he's here anyway. I mean, I think it's going to take multiple losing seasons in a row for them to do anything. It's not the same dialogue in the building that it is out of it. In fact, I don't even know if there's dialogue in the building about Tomlin's future until Tomlin raises the question.
There he is. Tim Benz, Tribune Review Sports, and also Fox Sports Pittsburgh. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Tim, thanks. Happy New Year,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
You too.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.